Blog Talk Radio.
We love it here on Solar Records Radio. What's happening, everybody? How you guys doing? Hope you are doing well. Thanks for tuning in today as we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles records from the 70s, 80s, and a little bit of the 90s, right? So listen, guys, we hope you guys are good and everybody's healthy. This is the beginning of the Solar Weekend, and we kick it off. celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. Thank you to Mr. Dick Griffey, Leon Silvers, for just really blessing us with leadership and determination. And, you know, really, really so many people were blessed because of it. And so thank you again for just helping to launch my professional career as a drummer as well. I love you, you guys, for what you did. And thank you, Leon, for, you know, hooking me up with Dynasty as well, you know. And that was just, you know, just an amazing opportunity where my friend Tony Westcott was the one that Leon Silvers called on. But Tony did not want to go out to California. He wanted to stay home with his family in Philly because he had been on the road with the Silvers and Archie Bell and the Drells and so many other groups so much that he just needed some time to be with his family. And so he sent me. He asked me if I would like to go, and then he told Leon that he was sending me. And so I told Leon that he would, you know, enjoy me and my work. And so I ended up going out, and man, the rest is history. Leon and I became really good friends. I just talked to him yesterday, and he's in good shape and working on a new project as always. He's so busy all the time. So, but much love to everybody, and thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Shout out to all my brothers and sisters around the world. May God bless you guys and keep you. I hope you are doing well. We're going to have a good time just going down memory lane here and just going back and just playing some of this good old music that was just so nice and so good for us back in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, right? Wow. I can't believe. I mean, that sounds like a long time ago. I guess it was a long time ago. And but, you know, anyway, God bless. God bless. Let's, guys. So, this is Wardell Potts Jr., the drummer of Dynasty, and I love you very much and appreciate you. I'm one of the Throwdown Brothers, which the Throwdown Brothers is the same thing as a parallel with Motown Funk Brothers. The Funk Brothers, you know, they did a lot of the beginning, the stuff in the beginning, and they launched the label. Well, the Funk Brothers, the Throwdown Brothers is kind of the same thing for Solar. We kind of launched the label with the sound that was created with Leon Silvers being the leader at the helm and really and guided us to make that happen. And so we are all very fortunate to be a part of that. And some of our brothers like Richard Randolph and Pepper Ernest Reed and William Shelby has passed on, but they were definitely like an amazing part of what made that sound happen. So rest in peace to my brothers, and thank you for your contribution to Solar, to the sound of Los Angeles Records. We do love and appreciate everything that you did, and thank you for your friendships, your amazing friendships. And so, you know, the two of the brothers out of the ones that I just mentioned are from Ohio, William Shelby and Ernest Pepper Reed, Ohio born. And so Richard Randolph from L.A. And so you got also in the Throwdown Brothers, Leon Silvers, Dana Myers, Wardell Potts, Ricky Smith, Kevin Spencer, and Steve Shockley, of course. He's the one that actually named us the Throwdown Brothers. And so much love to Steve with the original Lakeside. They're always out there doing their thing, and I can't believe it because they were doing it before I got there, and they still are doing it, and I'm just so proud and so happy for them that they get to do that. So, guys, listen, we're going to, you know, just hang out. You know, we got about hour and 20 minutes just to, you know, go down memory lane together here on Solar Records Radio. So thank you for tuning in, and God bless you. And I want to pray for my brothers and sisters that are hurting and things are not so good for you. I just want you to know that God loves you, and, you know, and you will be okay, but you have to believe that God's got you. You have to trust him. And I know sometimes it's very difficult when we are in a tough situation and we just feel like no one's listening, you know. And so But God hears you. He hears you, okay? Just like you got to remember how the Egyptians, where they for 40 years, they were just going around the desert. And then when they found out, man, we could have got there a lot sooner. God, why did you make us go this way? Why didn't you have us go that way? Well, see, the difference is God knows what's in front of you. And he knew that there was an army over there that was ready to kill them. And so if he would have let them go that way, they would have got there a lot sooner. But they would have perished because they were ready to kill them. So God took them that way. So sometimes God takes us on journeys that may not be comfortable for us, but it is the best thing for us. So I'm just asking my friends to just trust him in your situation and keep praising him and keep lifting him up and keep believing that you're going to be okay and things will be okay, all right? So, hey, I know it's hard. But you can do it. He didn't bring you this far just to turn away from you. All right. So anyway, I want to get to that music. I want to play some of that music. Now, when I one of the first groups that I got to record with, one of the first groups, and Shalimar was the first group that I recorded for. But being able to work on the Whispers project was really big for me because as a young man, I grew up, right? And then here it is, you know, Leon Silvers and Dick Griffey are about to launch them a whole new career. Because basically if you think about the Whispers in the 70s and, you know, the 70s and maybe some 60s, their stuff was, you know, they mainly had ballads. And mid-temples, that was their claim to fame. And but once Leon and Dick Griffey decided they were going to have the Whispers work with us, it was on. And all of a sudden, the whole Whispers catalog, the whole thing, the whole, like, going to their concerts was completely different, because now instead of going to hear all these ballads, you were coming in and you were hearing some great up-tempo songs, and it made it a lot more fun, because now you could get up and just jam, and then you could get romantic with your mate and stuff and all that good stuff. So I'm gonna show you what we did. This is the first song that I got the chance to play on for the Whispers, and what a blessing it was and how it launched my career. So let's go on Solar Records Radio. Thank you.
Thank you. sing it with me, Otis.
Amazing. I love that song. I love that rendition. Lakeside, you guys are just amazing, and thank you. The way that Mark sang that song, I mean, good gracious. I like blown away. And Otis's beautiful falsetto that comes in and really blesses the moment. You know, it gives you just a combination of, you know, this big tough voice, and then you get this sweet amazing sound from Otis on top of it. So you got the bitter and the sweet, right? And we love that. As a matter of fact, I think that's what they're doing that with all kind of desserts now, bitter and sweet. We want both. We want the bitter and we want the sweet. So they were delivering the goods back in the 70s and the 80s at Solar, giving you both the bitter and the sweet. And so we're so grateful for the music that came out of the little company that did. And it did it well. And so I just want to just, you know, continue to play this music for you, because it's just something that I just have to do. I get confirmation from friends that say, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. So, you know, I must be doing something right. And so, you know, if this is good for you, it's good for me. I love doing it, and I love blessing You guys with great music. We love it here. Solar, all of my partners, we all come together, you know, and do whatever we can to just try to make it a good experience here at Solar. So God bless you guys, and thank you for being a part of Solar Records Radio. We're going to keep it going now, all right? So now, you know, as I was sharing with you, like some of the first things that I played you were like what happened in the beginning for me as a and Solar, I mean, as the label started like elevating, just taking off, and so you heard from the Whispers, and you heard from Shalimar, and you heard from Lakeside, you heard from Dynasty. So we're gonna keep on going, and I'm gonna keep on giving you more because it just kept on happening. Things were just happening really good for this company, and what you realize as time goes on is that, wait a minute, this is not a coincidence that they had a couple of hits. This is consistency. This is something. This is a movement. And other companies started following suit and contacting Leon Silvers to please produce some stuff for us. And before you know it, we were all over the place on, you know, so many different records and different companies. And it was crazy, but it was a wonderful time. And, you know, that's how it is. When you got something good, everybody wants a piece of it, right? And so, hey, sharing is caring. All right, guys, much love to you. Thanks for hanging out. And I'm going to keep it going. I'll keep playing this music and let the music do the talking. We'll be back on Solar Records Radio.
To come to this. Well, I'm back, but this time it was my man. And these women are putting their hands all over his Yamamoto Kanzai sweater that I bought. And I'm much, much unhappy about that. I'd hate to come down to the level and become a BW, a basic woman. But if they don't stop, it's gonna get scandalous.
Better watch your man.
don't slap me, cause I'm not in the mood. Don't slap me, cause I'm not in the mood. Don't slap me, cause I'm not in the mood.
Corte, you know it's Friday, and I had to jump in. Classic climax right there. You know what, Wardell? It's Friday, man. Did you know it's Friday?
Yes, I am here.
I am here, man.
Thank God you're here. This is the beginning of the Solar Weekend. We're kicking the Solar Weekend off together here. Thank you so much, brother.
I'm just happy to be on and hang out and I just wanted to jump in because that was my jam right there. Climax, Meeting in the Ladies Room. That album in 84 was amazing. It was one of those press play albums, of course. You have a front row seat of, you know, with Climax, you know them and things like that, and I know Cheryl, and shout out to Unruly Cooley, and, you know, despite whatever the differences they're going through right now and the situation right now, they all left a legacy collectively. And, you know, as a fan outside looking in, you know, and again, hopefully Tom will heal those wounds to where they'll all come together again. We almost got a glimpse about 18 years ago on VH1 when they did a little Bands Reunited segment.
Boy.
And it was crazy.
Crazy.
It was crazy to watch, man. What did you think of it? Do you remember it?
Yeah, I thought it broke my heart, actually, because, you know, they're family, right? And so you don't want to see your family so in such a disarray. And the thing is that in all fairness, it's very difficult for anyone, and it's not fair for anyone to judge what people are feeling. Because people, what they feel is what they feel, and we have no idea what they're feeling. All we could do is pray that they could find healing in these terrible feelings. And so, you know, when I watched it, I was sad because I could see something was very wrong. I could see that the love wasn't there like it used to be. So, you know, all you do is, you know, you wish for the best and stuff. And so I just pray that they all will, you know, be okay at the end of the day, whatever they decide to do, you know, because that was a season. And that season came and went, and they did very well within that season. And so now they've moved on to other things, and we just wish them all well. But everybody always wants to see the great ending, like when you guys get back together just for one more time. And that's not necessarily how life really is. All movies can't have a good ending, you know, because then it'll be predictable. And so life is what it is. And like I said, when people's feelings are hurting or involved, you know, we can't judge them. That's why we shouldn't judge anyway. All we could do is just love them through the situations and wish for the best. And that's the position I take.
I mean, that's the most, you know, logical as a, you know, on a personal outside. Again, you know them, but I don't want to feel like I'm pro this person or anti this person. I think, you know, when you look at that, of course, like you said, you kind of pray for a happy ending or a fairy tale ending, so to say. But again, there's internal things that we don't know about, the public don't know about, and I guess in some cases we shouldn't, because that's between them and their guide, you know. But I will say, you know, on a technical level, understanding, you know, the name, the Climax name, and the usage of the name, the trademark of the name, you know, it's almost to where, you know, if someone leaves the group, and this, and again, this isn't just necessarily Climax. This isn't Climax to me. I think if someone leaves, you know, and the name is still there, the band is still performing as a group or whatever. Let's say that group named Jumbotron. I'm not naming any groups. There's a group named Jumbotron. The lead singer leaves. She leaves, doesn't want to have anything to do with Jumbotron. And, you know, but the band members keep it going. They find another solo, a singer or whatever, and they're out there as Jumbotron. 20 years later, that original person that left wants to come back or use the name Jumbotron. You know, it's, and you know, I guess, you know, again, I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not at liberty to say the legalities or know these things, but it's just so odd to me. Just like when you were talking about the whole, you know, copyright usages of songs, and, you know, with the Marvin Gaye estate versus Ed Sheeran, you know. So, you know, it's just so many things that you know, I am not at liberty to talk about, or because I have no knowledge of it, but it just seems like, look, what's the fairness in that? You know, it's like you're coming back and you want to claim something that you left, didn't want to have anything to do with it. Again, I don't know the story, but it just seems like, please tell me if I'm being ignorant, correct me if I'm wrong. But it's like you coming back and wanted to use the name and got mad when that person wanted to make a living off using their name. I mean, everyone has a stake at it. Everyone has a stake at the name. I understand that part, and if you can give me the legalities of that, okay. But why are you mad at this person for going to make a living using the name, saying that, you know, using a patent or whatever it's called to keep other people, just a random Joe from Mississippi, using that name and trying to trademark the name? You know, I guess it's, I don't know if it's a level of protection or what, but please, I mean, what do you know on as far as, do you understand where I'm coming from? And please correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, I don't know. I don't understand your position. I think you're saying it doesn't seem fair that if you didn't want to be a part of it, and then 20 years later, you're coming back, and now you want to be a part, and you're going to make all kind of noise. You know, you're basically saying that doesn't seem fair to you. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so I agree with you. I agree with you on that. But this is the thing. You know, we are all human beings. And so sometimes people would break up with a person in a relationship, and they go away, and they realize years later, man, I really messed up. I wish there was a way for us to get back together. And in some cases, that actually happens. They get they get back together, and all works out. But some cases, it doesn't. And it's so, but you know, you won't know until you try. Right. And so you come back and you're saying, hey, I want to do this. I'm going to do my own thing. If I can't be a part of that, whatever the case is, then go see, you made your bed and you're continuing to make your bed. And so whatever you do, you do. But do it with class and do it with style and do it with love and compassion and be respectful. I think that's the best way. If you're going to do it, you know, don't beat up on others. Just do you. Don't what you can't you if you missed out earlier, and you decide you want to do it now and you want to do your own thing, if legally you can do that, do it. But don't beat up on other people because you didn't want to do it before. But so I just think that it's better to keep your mouth closed and just focus on you. And be the best you that you can be and stop worrying about what everybody else is doing. Because it's really difficult to go forward when you're constantly looking in the rearview mirror. See, your attention is in the wrong place. Just focus on what you're doing and where you're going and how you can be a blessing.
I just think, you know, again, it's easy, you know, it's very easy to say that. I think everyone should, you know, use that application, what you're saying. I think that's amazing. But sometimes, you know, it's not presented as black and white. You know, there are those gray areas. And again, internally, I can use another example. New Edition, all of the turmoil that they've had internally, and there's still some things going on, you know, going with the copy, the name of the, you know, the name New Edition, the trademark of the name. You know, apparently two members went and patented or trademarked the name out of all of the other ones, and the other ones, you know, it's to me, and I, you know, the crazy part of it, all of them had great solo careers too, so it wasn't that, you know, hey, we just need that name. The name is a legacy. That goes without saying. I get it. But it's just so, there's so many things that we don't know about in that gray area. And maybe, I guess, to make a long story short, it upsets me. It irritates me because, you know, and again, that's probably me, and it's an ego thing, that I don't know about it. Again, that's between their privacy and their God. But at the same time, in hindsight, you're just like, well, dang, get it together. What's going on? Just do this this way. You know, it's
yeah,
just so...
I think that, you know, people just got to stay. Even the bystanders, we need to stay out of it as well.
We do.
See, because we will make it worse. You know,
social media has amplified, you know, a lot of misinformation. It's like, you know, think about the 80s when there was no internet and things like this. We kept stuff to ourselves. There weren't any blogs or any, no one really said this on Right On Magazine or Tiger Beat or even Ebony and Jet. You know, we got our sources from that, and it wasn't even about opinion writers. You know, every now and then there was some people that wrote some, you're like, hey, what is this BS they wrote? But that wasn't a collective of just anybody that can go to the net, make a celebrity page, and call themselves a content creator and just spew BS out there for the world to hear, the world to see. So it was very limited on our information and the access to it. You know, we went through print media, again, no internet, and that was pretty much it, print media and TV or whatever, you know, whatever outlets, media through television. So now it's like everyone, you and I can make a blog and put and just spread whatever, because of our opinions or how we feel about this group or how we feel about life, period, and just put it out there. Yeah. Put it out there with no ramifications, you know, without any, you know, unequivocally saying nonsense, you know, people believe.
Artists are doing that also to themselves. I mean, you know, like Britney Spears and I are friends on social media, and the stuff that she's doing, I mean, it's breaking my heart, and I just, it's like I'm watching her destroy, yeah, and it just breaks my heart, and I'm just worried. I don't understand why, you know, I want to, like, just go ahead on and just shut it off. And so I try not to look at it as much as I can. But at the same time, you know, I'm, like, watching. I'm watching the air go out the balloon. And it's just really sad.
I'm trying to lean off of it. I'm slowly kind of weaning off of it because it's toxic. There's a lot of toxicity out there. And as a person that I am, as a person, at the same time, I do have, you know, my wife messes with me. She's like, you do have a temper. But at the same, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like, look, this isn't helpful for me as far as my, you know, that whole thing about self-care. That includes getting yourself off the internet and weaning yourself off of these the negative influence that are out there. Sure, there's other outlets besides the internet, but I think because of the way Twitter is, the way Facebook is, all of these things with social media and whatnot, it's becoming a poison. And it's almost to where, like you know, it's like it's a codependency to be on there and feel you're on top of the world when you say something or spread this type of information, not knowing, like you were talking about Britney Spears or whatever, you're self-destructing when everyone sees you self-destructing, you know, from within. Well, self, of course, yes, self-destructing does mean that. But, you know, it's just crazy to me the toxicity that's out there. You know, I try not to, you know, I don't watch, and this is my opinion, you know, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who watch it. I don't watch Fox News, you know. I don't really watch CNN like that, you know. I mean, everyone's like, I hardly watch MSNBC, but I just don't. I just tune away from it because it's just so negative. Yes, we have to understand the current events. Yes, but we don't have to have opinionated viewpoints. The beauty of it is to assess it through ourselves, through our free will, you know. So, but again, I'm leaning towards the political side, but let me go back to what, because I can go all day without, but going back to this situation with the climaxes and the new edition, you know, it is frustrating. And I think I don't want when I'm on social media and yes, I have access to people I grew up listening to and I don't want to write or say something to someone that in a, you know, enduring or say something, you know, how much I grew up listening to that person's music and they turn out to be a jerk. You know, I don't want that feeling. So, and I guess it's because of me. I guess a lot of people put these artists on a pedestal. I don't know. I don't want Wardell Potts to be a jerk to me when I say, man, I love what you've done. I love this. I know that's not you. But it's like I see Wardell Potts walking down Sunset Boulevard. Oh, hey, Wardell. Oh, man, my name is Don Fleming. Man, I grew up on a lot of your, you know, your drum techniques and a lot of stuff that you played on Solar. Get away from me, kid. You know, I know it's not you, but I just don't want that feeling on, you know, that same sense of hostility on the internet. I don't want, I love Layla Hathaway. I don't want Layla Hathaway talking to me crazy.
Well, you know, I just, So this is the thing. You have to always have an open mind and allow people to be who they are, and not worry about who they are, but worry about who you and worry about who you are and how you respond. Worry about how you respond to how other people are. You know, we can't. You know, you can't change other people, but you always can change yourself. And so that's where the focus really needs to be. It's on self and not others. I mean, we see them. We see what they're doing. We understand some of these things are crazy, but we can't get into frustrated and angry about it because then it's really taken away from you know, what we're supposed to be doing with that energy. We don't want to give up our energy to, you know, to a bad situation, because that's not what we're supposed to be doing. Now, let me ask you this question. I'm going to change the subject real quick. Because I don't know the answer to this question. And I really want, I really admire you, and I respect your music taste. And so I want to ask you this question, because I think it's important for me to know the answer. And so the question is, the question is, with no bias, but just straight up, who is your favorite solar artist?
Man, it's you know what? That's not a fair question, because you know me. No. I get what you. It's almost like, you know, me picking my favorite finger. You know, how do you pick your favorite finger? Yeah, I like my index finger, but I like my middle finger at times, you know.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Like, if somebody asked me who's my favorite Motown artist, I would have a hard time. All right, so because it's really a sound that I'm into with Motown, and maybe that's what's happening with you. You're into the sound of Los Angeles, not necessarily the individuals. You respect and like the individual groups, but you really are in love with the sound that comes out of the company. Is that fair, a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think, you know, Solar, that's why people say the Solar sound, the Motown sound, the Stax sound, you know, the Muscle Shoals sound, you know. Right. So that's
your answer. Okay. Okay, I was just wondering. Now tell me some of your favorite solar artists.
Man, God, Shalamar Dynasty, Lakeside, dude, stop it, the whispers. Now
tell me the difference between the acts. What's the difference between Shalamar and
And who else? And
I mean,
who?
Just
you went out.
No. I just them two. Just Shalamar, I'm just
who?
Breaking like Shalamar and Whispers.
Oh, Shalamar and
what's
Whispers.
The,
okay.
Yeah, what's the difference to you between them besides the sound? I mean, you love the sound. The sound is the same, but what is it that's otherwise? What's different about them?
I think, you know, the twin sound, man. I think, you know, when they incorporated a lot of, you know, they incorporated a lot of scat in songs, you know, not just Keep On Loving Me, a couple other few songs with it. You know, I just love the twins' dynamic, you know, the music that the Solar sound complemented it to me. As versus, you know, going to Shalamar when you had, you know, Howard. And, again, Jody, love Jody Watley, love her voice. But when Howard came, you know, when Howard came after Gerald Brown left or whatever the situation was when he had him exited, Howard came and Howard's voice was just amazing to me, you know. It was just something distinctive, just like when you talked about Mark Wood and Otis Stokes. There's something significant about the voice and how it complements that sound. You can't really explain it. Again, when you have someone like, you know, a Scotty doing what he did, you know, for and Walter too, you know, but it was mostly, you know, Scotty doing what he did, you know, that sound with the whispers and, you know, the drums, the bass line, all of that stuff just coming. It's almost like, you know, when you think about the Motown sound, when you think about the Temptations versus the Four Tops, you know, what is the distinctive sound between the Temptations and the Four Tops? Now, granted, you know, the Temptations had different singers. You know, you had different leads. You had Eddie leading. You had David leading, mostly David and Eddie. and the Four Tops, it was pretty much just Levi. I mean, there was a couple. I think Obi Benson did a couple of things, and I think Duke, but at the same time, it was all about Eddie and David, you know. And it was, to me, that's what catapulted them versus, you know, that grimy sound from Levi Stubbs. You know, when Levi's voice was, Levi was the plant in Little Shop of Horrors. You know, it was just those things. And I'm having a childhood memory. I'm sorry. But no, you just can't really put your finger on as far as give a descriptive meaning behind what you're saying. It's a fair question, Wardell.
I was getting comments like, you know, when you're looking at Shalimar, you look at, you know, Jody Watley had this amazing tone that was a very sellable tone, right?
And yes, so that
and
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Okay, so you got that, and then you got Howard Hewitt with this amazing falsetto and this high natural voice, very good looking man, right in the middle, kind of leading them along the way, and so he was able to deliver the goods, and simultaneously you got Jeffrey Daniels that's just dancing all over the place. You know, just and got as captivating.
His background vocals were amazing.
Right,
you know, his tenor, his falsetto.
Yes,
so.
Exactly. So you got all of these different elements that's happening simultaneously. That's really amazing for captivating the audience. And so when you're on stage with them, as I was able to feel that. I mean, I was on stage with Dynasty, and I got to feel what that felt like. And then I'm being on stage with Shalimar, it was a whole nother thing. And the attention went, you know, from the whole band, like it was with Dynasty, to just three people. And it was a force. They all three demanded your attention. All three of them mutually, equally, got the same amount of attention. And that was a beautiful thing to witness and be a part of.
Literally,
now, with the
literally
whispers.
Literally, a few minutes ago, I don't know if you can finish the whispers, but I wanted to say, literally, a few minutes ago, you mentioned the distinctiveness between Mark Wood and Otis Stokes. And you said it so well, I just wanted to add that. But what were you saying about the whispers?
Yeah, well, you know, and I'm glad that we could like break it down like that. You know, these different amazing things about, you know, these artists. So with the Whispers, the thing I loved about the Whispers was that you had these two twins, and so dynamically you separated them. Had one on one side of the stage and another one on the other side of the stage.
Yep.
Right,
and it seemed like you did that on purpose. It was done on purpose,
and so now you got this, and they're singing the same part together. It's like, and people on both sides of the stage are being sung to, right? They're like, oh, he's singing me, and then in the middle, you got the three guys dancing. And their choreography was just so tight. Nick was amazing at the choreography that he put together for the guys and stuff. And it was just a beautiful thing to watch. I remember going into a stadium to see them perform, and I had a great seat, and I was able to sit and watch them. You know, and you know, it, now that's, it's a whole nother vibe, because I don't know why this is coming to my brain, but I'm thinking, they're playing my song, you know, and so that's a different thing, you know, because that's a whole nother thing. But I just wanted to talk about just being there as a fan, like everybody else, and just watching them and how they captivated, how they controlled the stage, and it was a beautiful thing to watch. But for me, on top of it, I got to see them do that with my music and the songs that all the songs that we did the up-tempo stuff on, you know. And that was one thing that really blessed the Whispers, was is when Dick Griffey and Leon Silvers decided, you know, well, Dick Griffey decided to sign the Whispers and then had Leon in charge of giving the tracks to them. And we gave them all those up-tempo songs. Their shows were fun now. They were fun because they got all these great dance songs now. Plus, they had all those amazing mid-tempos and ballads. So they were they were just an amazing situation altogether. Now, they're the only group that I think in my lifetime that I'm going to watch. Just it depends on, because I don't, you know, it depends on how much time God gives us on this planet. I have no idea, you know, when we're time is up. But what I'm watching with the Whispers is that the Whispers are not replacing singers that pass away. They are just, it is going down to the it's almost like the last man standing, literally.
I mean,
for them.
Cool. Yeah.
They have gone down to a trio, you know, and so it is just watching this is kind of this, it's kind of a spookiness to it. Because I love them as human beings.
I was fortunate to see the Whispers in 2013. They came to Little Rock. They performed at the amphitheater by the river. And at the time, Nicholas Caldwell was sick. And it was the three of them, you know, Lavelle and Swins. And I think he did come down. I think Nicholas did come down, but I think he was sick or whatever, and he couldn't perform. But it was the three of them. And I said, you know what? God forbid, if because everyone was saying conflicted stories about him being sick and not performing again and things like that, and I said, wow, I mean, you can't, Nicholas, he will be missed, you know, but it's almost like at the same time, it's like the show is going on, and they're out there killing it. At the same time, they had a stool out there. With Nicholas's name on it, and it was a beautiful tribute. They said, "Well, he's back at the hotel, or he's sick, or whatever." I think something to that nature. But we're gonna do this, and you know, we're gonna do this for him. And you know, rest in peace to Marcus. And they performed, and they tore the roof off. You know, it's an amphitheater, so you know, it's not really a roof. But I mean, they killed it. And, I mean, they're doing it today. Unfortunately, Nicholas passed a few years later, and they're still out there. They're still out there performing, man. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, guys. We got like a 5-second delay, so we're stepping on top of each other. But you were saying we got about another 22 minutes left in the show. I want, before you, play more music, I have a question for you from the listeners. Are you ready?
Okay. Sure.
It's for both of us, but I'm going to let you answer it first, and I'll see if I can respond. If your answer is good enough, I'm not going to answer it. All right. So the question is, if you put five Solar members in one group to form a Solar supergroup, who would you choose?
Oh man, that's a great question. Are we breaking it down? Keyboard, bass, guitar,
No. It don't need to be musicians.
Let me just try. On drums,
But we don't need musicians. Let's just go with the singers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, I would definitely put Howard up there. I would definitely put Linda and Jody. As far as the voices, the femininity in the voices.
Linda from Dynasty.
Yeah, Linda Carrier.
Okay.
I would definitely
That's three. You got two more.
No, that's
you already got three.
Two more?
You got three.
Man, that grimy, you just talked about him, that grimy voice. And again, Mark. That grimy, raspy voice that's very powerful. And Kevin's an honorable mention on that too, Kevin Spencer. Mm-hmm. But you said one more? I said Kevin's an honorable mention, but one more. Good grief! You went there. Scotty.
And Scotty. All right. So we got Scotty. We got Mark. We got Jody. We got Linda, and you got Howard. That's good. You did good. It's a tough question. Yeah, it's a good question. All right. That question really came from Greg, just to be perfectly honest. That was a good question, Greg. All right. So, and then for, you know, let me see if I put, just to see, I just want to see what I pull out of the sky, because I still have no idea. So I'm going to try to do this. Oh, jeez. I would say, oh, man. I don't know. That's a hard one. I would say Lorena from Climax.
Oh, my God, yes. Ouch.
I would say I can't think of his name, but he's the lead singer for Collage. That boy can sing, Lord. And so he passed away. Actually, it's so sad. So maybe I should. The lead singer for Collage. Not sure when. I could get Larry White on and ask him. I would say, so I got two. I got three more to go. Oh, man. Otis Stokes.
Mm-hmm. Lakeside.
Yeah.
It's not that easy. Telling you, it's not that easy. And you know, Wardell is thinking right now, and he was in it. He was in that circle. He was ground zero. And if that's hard for him, you know, it was definitely hard for me, being a fan, being a kid who grew up listening to this music, man. You know what? Dude, let's come back after.
I'm getting baby face.
The deal, okay.
And then I would take Bo Watson from Midnight Star.
Oh, and I thought about Belinda as far as that feminine energy too.
But I already Belinda, picked.
I know.
I think I picked. Yeah.
You already picked them. 16 minutes left of the show, man. And now we're doing an hour and a half today. We have to cut it short. It's usually 2 hours, you know, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, but, you know, because, you know, we got other engagements and whatnot. But we wanted to still
and hang. Yeah, we have terrible, terrible, terrible weather. Terrible for this whole week. That the day is the last day we're going to have any type of it's not even the whole day, but we have the break where it's not raining today. So you had to get out and do whatever you needed to do. But it's been raining every day. We've had tornadoes and everything. And now starting tonight, the same thing for a whole week straight. So It's like I've been prepping and preparing my horses. I can't even let them go in their stalls because their stalls are soaking wet. So I had to I set them up in a lean tube so they can go into a lean tube and be out of the rain when it comes. And it is coming, and it's coming the whole time with hail, with hail. And I just got a brand new glass door put on my tractor. Now I got to hide my tractor. It's crazy. So it's a lot going on over here in terms of survival. You know, living in the country is not quite like the city. You know, at least Don has concrete around him. This is just dirt and mud. I got trees collapsing in the back because the ground is too saturated.
Yeah, that's here too, my backyard.
And I can't even pick the trees up because my tractor will get stuck in the mud. So I have to just let them lay there, you know. And I thank God the cattle are in a different pasture right now. So it's crazy. Mm-hmm. And Don, he didn't say this, but his weather and our weather, even though we're kind of far away from each other, is very similar because he's just north of me. So when that big old cloud thing comes, it goes right over his city as well. So are you guys expecting the same type of weather this week?
Yep. And we had some heavy rains. We had a little rain last night. I didn't know because when I got up, sun was out. So I said, let me go ahead and cut this grass. And then I realized, it's damp. So I had to sharpen my blade. I said, look, I got to cut this grass anyway because it's looking like wildflowers out there. So let me set up this blade, oil this blade, flip the lawnmower over because I got to push. You know, I can't afford a tractor. But
somebody said, don't forget about the Callaway. Don't forget about the Callaway brothers.
We can't do that.
But see, that for me, the Callaway Brothers is Midnight Star, so they're part of Midnight Star. You know, they just did did their own solo thing, but But okay, all right. But Belinda, you're right. Belinda should have been in there with my mix. So that's I'm trying to have my cake and eat it too.
We're not saying our goodbyes just yet. I want to play some Solar inspired because A&M inspired because, it was the new music I played the other day. I want to play it again, play it today to get all the listeners, you know, acclimated to this young lady. Just hopefully we'll get her on the show soon. What an amazing sound, you know, that. Of course, Solar, and again, when Wardell, of course, once you parted with Solar, you went to A&M Records. And, of course, A&M, Albert and Moss, Herb Alpert, Jerry Moss, Entertainment Management, whatever. Herb Alpert was a part. And, of course, we play Rise on the Indie Blues and All That Jazz show on Wednesdays. Every now and then we'll play it on Old School Throwback Thursdays and Old School Monday and stuff like that. Herb Alpert is an amazing trumpeter. Is a trumpeter or trumpeter, Wardell?
I don't know.
Is it
trumpeter? I don't have no clue. That made me ask Greg.
It's trumpeter. It's trumpeter. I think part of the Tijuana Brass, classic group that, you know, made a lot of great music, great Latin jazz. But the young lady I want to play, now I want you guys to check her out. Check out some of her catalog. It's an amazing, little cutie pie too, by the way. But that's another story down the road for me. She goes by the name of City Bay. And just check out some of that inspiring, that Solar inspiring sound, that A&M inspiring sound. Song I want to play right now, of course, we'll highlight it on Wednesday, but I wanted to kind of fit it in today. And we'll come back and we'll say our goodbyes. Of course, the name of this song is called Ready Enough, and it's featured Herb Alpert and Devin Morrison. name of the song again. It's called Ready Enough. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. Show, of course, celebrating the legacy of Solar. Solar inspired, too. That was a music from a young lady by the name of, I think I pronounced it right, Citibae, Ready Enough, featuring Herb Alpert, the legendary Herb Alpert, and Devin Morrison. Oh, man, when Herb Alpert came in there with that trumpet, just beautiful, man, just beautiful. Got about 6 minutes left of the show. What did you think about that song, Waddell?
Bring the mic back close to me here. I thought it was beautiful. it was such a surprise and a whole nother element. And it just goes to show, like, we are in a whole nother time zone now. Because all the stuff that I was playing was from the 70s, 80s, and here you go. Wow, you just brought us right back to where we are. So I thought, yes, beautiful, beautiful voice as well. How sweet. You've got to get her on, please, sir. Let's get her.
I'm having a I'm talking to the management. We're communicating, so we're going to try to get her on soon, hopefully. And definitely got to get Carlita back on. I think she's working on some new stuff, so be on the lookout. I'll definitely let you guys know. But anyway, wow. Friday, celebrating the legacy. Again, you know, we play a lot of solar artists. Every now and then I throw a little curveball. We got solar inspired. And, of course, Herb Alpert, your former boss at A&M Records. I had to throw that in because that trumpet, he still got it. He still got it.
I got to tell you this. I got to tell you this. Greg wanted to chime in on the supergroup. And so his solar supergroup is Leon Silvers, Wardell Potts, Belinda, Howard, and Nicholas. That would be his choice. Yeah, Nick Carwell.
Okay.
The Whispers.
Nicholas Howard. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's it. All right. And so I took that away from you, though, because I said no musicians. So I took that away. I'm sorry. But anyway.
Okay.
Thanks, Greg.
It's okay.
Good.
Yeah,
I want
thank
to ask
you, Greg.
I want Astrid, when you get a chance, I know you're with the baseball team right now, but as soon as you get finished scoring, I want to know what your super solar group would be. Five people only. Five people. And so let's see who you got. And just, you know, I mean, just do whatever you want. Because now, since I did that to Don, I feel bad now. Because he, I am so sorry, Don. All right. So, all right, guys. So, we're tomorrow, Solar Wants to Dance at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come hang out with us. We're just going to be four on the floor, cardio moving. And hopefully, you know, our building will be here because we got some rain coming in tonight. Oh, my God. It's going to be crazy. So, but we will, you know, pray to God just keep us and do us well. And so, Don, anything else? And are you closing this out, Don?
Yeah, I can close out. As a matter of fact, I am scrolling through right now, seeing what we can play. But yeah, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Of
Happy
course,
Mother's Day to all the mothers.
To all the mothers, and you know, happy heavenly. Mother's Day to my mother. Of course, Sunday's going to be Sunday's going to be, you know,
happy heavenly
birthday. Go ahead.
I said the same thing as you. I just Greg's mom, happy heavenly birthday to her as well.
Yeah.
And to my mom, happy Mother's Day, Mom. And she already called me and yelled at me this morning. So, yeah. some things never change. Some things never change.
It's all good. It's all good. I can hear mine yapping at me too. But it brings
That's
a smile. It brings, not to bring, you know, not to be too corny, but it does bring a smile to my face and understanding that, you know, she's always
That's
with
the
me.
Song. That's the one you want to play. God. But anyway.
She's always with me. But anyway. We'll go ahead and close out one of my favorites from the Silvers from 1973, Through the Love in My Heart. Of course, for Wardell Potts Jr., I'm Don Fleming. We'll see you guys tomorrow because Solar Wants to Dance. 2 p.m. Make sure you check us out. Until then, have a great Friday night. See you guys. See you, Wardell.
See you later. Good night, guys. God bless you. Thanks, Greg.